And I was like, oh my goodness, he was so big and he was so brave and he had these huge muscles in his khaki safari outfit. And I thought, my heart is his to lose. My friends in elementary school, they had crushes on different kind of guys. Like they had fallen in love with the $6 million man, you Lee Majors or the Bay City Rollers or Donny Osmond. They were the big crushes in the 60s and 70s, but not for me. Stan Brock was it for me. I watched Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom every single week, and I would just be glued to whatever adventure that Stan was doing, you know, chasing a zebra, wrestling a big snake, diving with sharks. And so when I found out he was coming to our little town, I grew up in this little town in Central Florida, he was going to be the grand marshal in our town for the Christmas parade, I was just undone. I begged my mom to take me to the parade early. We got there like an hour before the parade even started, so I could get a seat on the curb as close as possible to where Stan was going to pass by. And I can still remember just waiting, just this anticipation building. You know, all the little clowns on scooters went by, and then the marching band went by from the high school. And then I saw Stan. And he was on this white horse. You know, I don't know, this was 50 years ago. It might have been a pony, but to me, it looked like this massive stallion. He was wearing that same safari outfit from the show. He was barefoot, which kind of only added to the allure for me. I need to put that on my eHarmony profile. We'll only date a guy in a safari outfit who's barefoot. And he comes galloping down Main Street. And I was just so enchanted by this just hero of epic proportions to me. And when he galloped his horse right in front of me, y'all, I promise this is true. I'm a Bible teacher. I'd tell you if I was lying. He looked down at me. I'm just sitting on the curb, you know, 8 years old. He looked down at me. He winked. And then he gave us a little wave. And then he galloped off. And I was just so compelled to be that close to my hero that I jumped up off the curb without even thinking, and I started sprinting down Main Street behind Stan. I chased him for like two blocks. I didn't stop until we got to Faust Drugstore. Of course, he hadn't seen me. He's just running down Main Street. I'm running behind him as fast as I can. I realized I'm going to be so busted if my mom loses me at the Christmas parade because I'm chasing the guy on the horse. I stopped and finally went back, but I can remember that moment like it was yesterday. I remember being so compelled, so passionate about getting as close to Stan, this hero of mine, that I just couldn't help myself. Y'all, that desire to get close to Jesus, the hero of all heroes, the King of all kings, that really has to be the impetus of sound biblical theology. Otherwise, we're just accruing information about God instead of getting closer with God. Theology isn't simply a subject, it's a relationship. A good working definition for theology is a belief system and worldview based on the promises and parameters found in God's Word. A belief system and a worldview based on God's promises. If theology were simply a system through which we could hang or organize our suppositions, our ideas about God, then it would be like the religious version of entomology. We might as well be pinning dead bugs to a corkboard. Theology was meant to be lived. One of my other favorite definitions written by old dead guys about theology says this: it is the investigation of the contents of belief by means of reason enlightened by faith. In Latin, that's fides quorum intellectum. Now, don't break out in hives yet. I promise we are not doing a deep dive into Latin during this study, although we are going to tiptoe into Greek. Because our English word theology comes from two Greek root words, theos and logos. Theos refers to God, and logos refers to conversations or phrases. That means at its basic core, theology is conversations about God. And conversation implies relationship, doesn't it? That's what Jesus was getting at when he chastised some scholars, Pharisees. In John's gospel, Jesus said this to these scholars who were studying theology, but they were focused on accruing knowledge instead of a relationship with God. Jesus said to them, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them